Now let's study and see how the movement of Imam Hussein started. After the death of Muawiyah, Yazid wrote a letter to the governor of Medina, Al-Munawwara, and asked him to call Imam Hussein and force him to make bay'at and pay allegiance to Yazid. Imam Hussein rejected and said under no circumstances he would do so. The environment in Medina al-Munawwara became unsafe for Imam Hussein and his companions. So he decided to migrate to Mecca. He went to Mecca al-Mukarrama. People of Kufa realized that, the news reached them, and then they decided to invite Imam Hussein and show their support to him. Thousands of letters were written to Imam Hussein. Mas'udi writes in his book that in those letters, people of Kufa said to Imam Hussein alayhi salam that they are rejecting the rule of the present ruler of Kufa. They are not attending the Friday prayer and congregation prayer in the mosque of Kufa behind the present ruler. They are not also paying allegiance to Yazid, and their swords and their weapons are ready to defend of Imam Hussein. One of the great Sahaba and those people who knew Imam Hussein and respected him in Kufa, Sulaiman ibn Surade Khazai, he called those people in his house in Kufa and addressed them and said to them, "Inna Muawiyah qad halak," Muawiyah has died. "Wa inna Hussein qad naqadha ala al-qawm bi'ata," Hussein has rejected to pay allegiance to this group of people, and he has left for Mecca. "Wa antum shi'atuhu wa shi'atu abi," you are his followers and the followers of his father. "If you are sure," fa in kuntum ta'lamu, if you are sure that you will be assisting him and you will not betray him and you will fight his enemies, then you must write to him and you should write to him. But in kuntum takhafun al-fashal wal-wahn, if you feel that you may leave him alone and abandon him, and you will leave him by himself, don't do that and don't deceive people. People of Kufa, they all said, "No, we would remain firm and we will support him." Then Sulaiman also write to Imam Hussein alayhi salam while thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Muawiyah died. He said to them that, to Imam Hussein alayhi salam, that people of Kufa are ready to support him and help him and ask him to go to Kufa.
The soldiers of Ibn Sa'd mounted their horses. Hussein alayhi salam sent Burayr towards them so that he may admonish them. His admonition bore no fruits. Hussein alayhi salam mounted his horse or camel and stood before the enemy and asked them to be quiet. They became silent. Then Hussein alayhi salam praised Allah and remembered his virtues and attributes, and invoked blessings on Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the angels and messengers, and making an expressive speech said, "Be you destroyed, O group of the people, and may you remain constantly in sorrow and grief. You sought justice from us with extreme distress and called upon us to help you. We speedily rose to help you. These swords which are now in your hands must have swung in favor of us, not against us. This fire which you have ignited to harm us should have engulfed our enemies and your foes. Now you have befriended your foes without getting any justice from them, or you are hopeful from them. Beware, woe unto you. You left us even before the battle begins and the storm of tyranny has not subsided. This is absurd. Yet you rush to them like the forest locusts and have gathered around them like moths. Go away, O slaves of bondmaids, and of the evil sects, and O those who have banished the book, and who have tampered with the word, and O germs of sin and tales of devil and omitters of traditions. Have you imagined that the enemy is strong and so have turned away from us? Yes. By Allah, your trickery and unfaithfulness is indeed old. You shall be the worst sorrow for one who sees, and the most unpalatable morsel for the tyrant. Behold, verily the bastard and the son of bastard has cornered me between two options. Either battle and death with honor, or accepting disgrace and contempt. How far is disgrace from us? Allah does not like dishonor for us. Similarly, His Messenger and the faithful having clean bodies and souls, and the personalities who are most precious, always prefer martyrdom to slavery of the mean people. Now verily I am proceeding towards Allah, and martyrdom along with my family members and insufficient friends. Imam Baqir alayhi salam is reported to have said, "The number of mounted men with the Imam alayhi salam was 45, and 100 were on foot." Other things have also been reported.
Yes, Suleiman wrote to Imam Hussein alayhi salam that Nu'man ibn Bashir, the present ruler of Kufa, is no longer for them as the ruler. And if Imam Hussein comes to Kufa, they would make sure that he would go to Damascus, and the people of Kufa are ready to support him. Imam Hussein alayhi salam, knowing the people of Kufa, even from the time of his father Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salam, and from the time of his brother Imam Hassan alayhi salam, that they were not very steadfast people and very strong people who could keep and protect their promise. At the same time, he could not reject that invitation because he could not let people in future come and say that Imam Hussein was invited. People promised him to support him, but he rejected. So it was Imam Hussein's fault not to go there, to make sure that these excuses will not remain for future generation and even for the people of that time. He chose one of the members of the household of Wahy and Revelation, Muslim ibn Aqil, and sent him to Kufa with this message for the people of Kufa. Amma ba'd, faqad fahimtu kull alladhi tasaytu. All that you wrote to me, I read and I realized and I know. Now I am sending to you a very trusted person from amongst my household, Akhi wa ibn ammi wa thiqati, my brother and my cousin, and the trusted person amongst my family, Muslim ibn Aqil. And I have ordered him to write to me and explain to me in his letter how you are, what intention you have, and how steadfast you are. If he writes to me and says that the wise, a majority of the people of Kufa, are as they have written to me, then God willing, I will come to Kufa. And then at the end of his message, Imam Hussein said, those who are not deserving imamate and leadership, they should not remain in power. And only those who observe justice in the community and society, they are the people who deserve the rule. Muslim ibn Aqil left on 15th of Ramadan and arrived in Kufa. In the beginning of his arrival, thousands of people came to him and paid allegiance to him. Some people say 12,000 and some people say 18,000, and many people also write more than 40,000 people paid allegiance to Muslim ibn Aqil. Yazid became aware of this issue, and he knew that Nu'man ibn Bashir is not that person who could defend Kufa. So he wrote to Ibn Ziyad, who was at that time the governor of Basra, leave Basra, go to Kufa, and save Kufa.
The narrator says, Umar ibn Sa'd rushed forward and shot an arrow towards the army of Hussein alayhi salam and said, bear witness before the Emir that I was the first person to shoot. And then arrows began to fall like raindrops. Imam alayhi salam told his companions, may Allah have mercy on you. Get up to face death, the death from which there is no escape, because these arrows are the enemies of our careers for you. On the day of Ashura, for some hours, there was a heavy collective attack which rendered a number of companions martyred. At that moment, the holy Imam Hussein alayhi salam placed his hand on his holy beard and said, Allah's anger became severe for the Jews when they attributed a son to Allah, and on the Christians when they imagined Allah to be a trinity, and on Majus when they worshipped the sun and the moon. The wrath of Allah became harsh on my community when all of them united to kill the son of the daughter of his messenger. No, by Allah, I will never submit to them until I meet my Lord and I get bathed in my blood. The narrator says, at that time, Hussein alayhi salam shouted,
أما من مغيث يغيثنا لوجه الله؟ أما من ذاب يذب عن حرم رسول الله؟
Is there anyone to come to our relief for the sake of Allah? Is there anyone who is prepared to defend the Prophet's family? At that moment, Umar ibn Yazid Riyahi turned towards Umar ibn Sa'd and said, do you wish to fight against this man? Umar ibn Sa'd replied, yes, by Allah, the easiest form of this is chopping off heads and cutting off the hands. Then Hur went and stood between his fellow men. He began to tremble like a cane stick. Muhajir ibn Aws told him, by Allah, your action is very strange. If it were asked as to who is the bravest man in Kufa, I would not have ignored you. But in what condition am I observing you? Hur replied, By Allah, I am at present finding myself in the position of opting for either heaven or hell. By Allah, I will opt for nothing but paradise, even if I am cut into pieces and then burnt. Then he drove his horse towards Hussein alayhis salam, and placing his hands on his head said, O Allah, I have turned towards you, I have repented. Kindly accept my repentance because I am guilty of causing unrest and anxiety to your friends and to the children of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. He requested Hussein alayhi salam, may I be sacrificed for you. I am the same man who prevented you from returning to Medina and made things difficult for you. By Allah, I never imagined these people would behave like this with you. I am repenting before Allah. Do you think that my repentance will be accepted? Yes. Allah will pardon you. Please get down. He submitted, in my humble opinion, I can serve you better mounted than on feet. My last coming down as desired by me is martyrdom. Now that it is I who have revolted against you, kindly permit me to be the first martyr to be killed before your honor. Perhaps tomorrow, on the day of justice, I may be one of those who will warmly shake hands with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Imam, allow him. So Hur went forward to fight and waged a good war, mowing down many warriors of the enemy before getting himself martyred. His pure body was brought to the Imam alayhi salam, who cleaned his face and exclaimed, you are indeed Hur, free as your mother named you. You are free both in this world and in the hereafter.
Ibn Ziyad, who was the ruler of Basra, left Basra towards Kufa under the order of Yazid. When he arrived in Kufa, he did not have a very great army, but he threatened the people of Kufa that a very great army is outside of the boundaries of Kufa and they are about to enter the city. He also met some of the heads of the tribes in that city and tried to buy them, and of course he could achieve some results. And of course there were some people who were not happy with the rule of Imam Ali and his family because they found that against their worldly interests. The betrayal of a clergy who was also the judge of that time and issuing a verdict about Imam Hussein that he was out of Islam was another thing which happened at that time. All these things led to the betrayal of a great number of the people of Kufa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the verse of the Holy Quran says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُ. The real believers in God are those people who say Allah is our Lord and then they remain patient and resist. And unfortunately, people of Kufa were not that type of people. In three occasions, they showed that they are weak and that they do not keep their promise. One was during the lifetime of Imam Ali alayhi salam, especially when Muawiyah put the Qur'ans on the spears and came to fight Imam Ali alayhi salam. They were deceived and they abandoned Imam Ali and they forced him to surrender to the demand of Muawiyah. And Imam Ali alayhi salam was complaining about that. At the time of Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam, while he was fighting Muawiyah, they left him alone and forced Imam Hassan alayhi salam to make peace with Muawiyah. Now, the question is that, now that Imam Hussein knew all these things, why then he accepted the invitations and went to Kufa? We have mentioned many times that when invitation came to Imam Hussein, Imam Hussein also wanted to show to the people of the world that he is not a person who accepts the call of Yazid to accept humiliation and dhilla. So the invitations have come from the people of Kufa, and leaves no excuse for Imam Hussein to reject them. And Imam Hussein had to accept that and go there anyhow, whether he was going to Kufa or he was not going to Kufa. By rejecting the bay'at of Yazid, he was losing his life. But outside of Mecca and Medina, he could do something which its news could reach the rest of the world and will remain as a message for the people of the world in future. And also, he could show the people of Kufa, the people of Basra, the people of Damascus, that this is Yazid, this is his rule, this is what he does with the family of the Prophet and with Islam, while if he was remaining in Mecca al-Mukarramah, and he was killed in that holy city, first of all, the honor and dignity of Mecca would be damaged and harmed. And that is what Imam Hussein many times said, that he doesn't want that to happen. And the second thing, he could not convey that great message to the world, which was conveyed through his Ahlul Bayt after his martyrdom.